Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Liam, hey, other bestie, I don't want to get in trouble again.
I mean, the fact that we know Arisha is just listening poolside, just steaming over our bond, our dynamic, the chemistry. It bounces off of listeners' ears. I think we can agree.
Oh, 100%. Everyone agrees. And I gotta say, this will never happen to us, obviously, but it always sucks when an argument escalates and gets out of control.
Yeah, kind of like, remember when you suggested that Arisha get a Miami Vice while she was on vacation, and then she did, and then she hated the drink, and then you both never spoke again.
Yes, I remember. I journal about it daily. She's dead to me. But this situation is a lot like what rapper Megan Thee Stallion says happened with rapper Tory Lanez back in 2020. Megan claims they had a friendly disagreement. Next thing she knows, he's shooting a gun at her.
Yeah, and Megan's been keeping pretty quiet about this until now. She recently opened up to Gayle King about it in an interview on CBS Morning.
Yeah, I gotta say, she was really candid and raw in this interview. I like to see it.
I love it, and you know something? My heart breaks for her. It really does. I just think she's terrific.
Yes. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Liam Garrow, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, April 25th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
So I think we were all pretty shocked when Megan Thee Stallion first claimed that fellow rapper Tory Lanez shot her back in July of 2020. And we haven't really heard much about it since. Until now, Megan opened up to Gayle King about the shooting for the first time in an interview on CBS Mornings. And Megan got really emotional, like we said, like I felt for her so much, especially when she talked about being an only child, because I'm an only child. And I was like, it's me and my parents, too.
And I wish I was an only child. So, I mean, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, Megan said the incident happened outside a home in the Hollywood Hills when she was in a car with Tory and two other people. She said they were at a party together at Kylie Jenner's house, which is, I was like, oh, okay.
Swinging. We love that.
Yeah. And Megan was ready to leave, but Tory and the other people didn't want to go yet, and they all started arguing.
Yeah. And then Megan said, she goes, but that's like normal friend stuff. We fuss about silly stuff all the time. But then basically from there, things took a sharp and nasty turn.
Yes.
And Megan told Gail, she goes, I never put my hands on anybody. I never raised my voice too loud. I'm going to be honest, reading this honestly does get me emotional. She goes, it shouldn't have got this crazy.
Yeah.
And she goes, so I get out of the car and it's like everything happens so fast. Megan goes on to explain how Tori started getting really aggressive and started shooting at her feet. And she said, all I hear is this man screaming. He said, dance, bitch. And he started shooting. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I have said famously on the show before that, like, I really don't have a heart and it's made of stone. Like, you know, when yeah. you watch a cartoon where there's like a really old book that gets closed and there's like a puff of smoke and dust, like that's kind yes. of like what it's like when someone cracks open my heart. But right. honestly, researching this, hearing her speak about it, like, I don't yeah. know. And I don't know, like, if it's because we've become so aware of like the reality and the atrocity of gun violence in the mm-hmm. last handful of years, but I yeah. like when I hear her talk about this, I'm putting myself there. It's
same.
Oh, awful.
Yes, especially watching the TMZ video. Like TMZ released mm-hmm. this video of police responding to the call. It was like overhead footage, and just like seeing the blood coming from her feet and like the fear of the people getting out of the car, like it really puts you there, and it's a lot. And obviously it was very terrifying for Megan, who actually experienced it. And mm-hmm. you know, she's just having an argument with friends after a party, and then shots are fired. And Megan tells Gail when it happened she didn't want to move too quickly and risk getting seriously injured.
Yeah, Megan says, I'm like, oh my God, if I take the wrong step, I don't know if he's going to shoot something that's super important. And says she didn't know if Tori would shoot her and kill her. Like, the fear of that, yeah. of course. Like,
yeah.
Gail asks Megan if she was afraid for her life. And Megan says, I was really scared because I'd never been shot at before.
Yeah, that was kind of the moment where I was like, that's so true. Because a lot of us have not been shot at before.
No.
And, like, it can happen any moment, really. Like, you never know. It could be in a road rage incident.
Well, and even just like if you can imagine having a gun pointed at you, like it's not, this isn't cops and robbers when you're a little kid. Like this is a deadly weapon being pointed at you. And what must that feel like?
It's something I honestly think about a lot. I know that sounds like really sad. Like, what is my life? But I have thought about that. Like, how would I react if someone pointed a gun at me? I truly don't know.
Oh, I would immediately burst into tears. I have no, yeah. I am honestly like, for as much as I'm like, no, I think I can handle everything. Like the second, even the smallest, like, discrepancy is like committed my way, I'm like, I'm a puddle. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're basically a liar, is what you're saying.
And I would like to address it finally on this show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brooke, you pull out your letter. We want to confront you about your lying problem.
This is my Oprah moment where I like skyrocket to fame for my expose about Liam.
Yes, finally.
So luckily, Megan did make it out of the incident with no major injuries, but she did have to be taken to the hospital to have what she says was shrapnel removed from her foot. And after the incident happened, Megan released a statement to her Instagram to update her fans on how she was doing.
Yeah, so Megan posted the statement on July 15th back in 2020. She wrote, on Sunday morning, I suffered gunshot wounds as a result of a crime that was committed against me and done with the intention to physically harm me. She clarifies she was not arrested, but said that police drove her to the hospital. Megan said she underwent surgery to remove the bullets. Again, you know, the shrapnel in the mm-hmm. feet. Uh-huh. And said how grateful she was to be alive and would make a full recovery. Megan also stated, it was important for me to clarify the details about this traumatic night. That must be a weird thing when you're really famous and something incredibly yeah. private and devastating happens, but you still yes. need to like comment on
talk
it and fill
it.
The world in. Ugh.
Yeah, that's when it's tough for sure.
Yeah.
So like we said, we didn't have that much info before, and we are finally getting more info about what happened mm-hmm. that night from Megan's perspective. But she did open up about the shooting just 1 month after it happened. So during an Instagram Live back in 2020, Megan did first make the claim that Tori shot her.
Yeah, and during the Live, Megan addressed Tori directly, and she accused him of lying and trying to cover up the incident, which, like, yeah, I guess wouldn't you? If you had tried to, like, shoot somebody. I guess I would try and cover it up.
Yeah.
She said, you shot me and you got your publicist and your people doing these blogs lying and shit. Stop lying. Megan also said she had initially held back in reporting the incident because she didn't want Tori to get in trouble.
Yeah.
She originally told police she had stepped on some glass, like trying to explain like, oh, right. why is your foot bleeding?
Yeah.
Megan also said she didn't want to report it at first because she was afraid she or Tori might get shot by police, and brought up other instances when Black people have been shot by law enforcement. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, let's put a pin in this. Like, ding, ding, ding. Right. Like,
I know when, you know, Gail was like, you know, there's people who still don't believe you because you said you stepped on glass. And like, I felt for her because you could tell she was so sincere in saying like, this was right after the George Floyd murders. And
yes.
She was scared. And I 100% understand where she's coming from. She didn't know if those police were going to see a gun and see blood and shoot everybody. Like, I understand her fear. And I don't think she should be accused of lying because of that. And there's also, you know, doctor's reports and things like that. But, you know, what's science, right?
I know. Gosh. Sorry, what's a whole, you know, paper trail? Who cares?
Right. God, those are fake. So after seeing Tori denying the incident and telling a different story, Megan wanted to set the record straight, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And late last year, she decided to press charges against Tori. And LA prosecutors announced the charges in a press release last year, but they didn't really give many details.
No.
Then in December of 2021, LAPD Detective Ryan Stogner did testify in court, and he supported Megan's claims, saying that Tori fired gunshots at her feet.
Yeah, and Detective Stogner also said Megan was injured and fell to the ground and crawled to safety. Megan also had told the detective Tori was drunk at the time of the shooting, and said Tori had tried to bribe her to keep her mouth shut because he was on probation. Mm-hmm. And Megan had previously actually made these claims in a Rapper of the Year GQ profile back in November of 2020. She said Tori tried to offer her and her friend money in exchange for their silence before police arrived at the scene. Mm-hmm. Megan said, I can't believe you even think I want to take some money. Like, you just shot me.
Right.
Yeah. You just shot me.
Yeah.
There's
she was
no...
Like,
ugh.
She was like, if you're sorry, help me. Like, don't offer me money, which... Or both. Like, offer me both, maybe. Help and money.
Or how about this? How about you don't pull out a gun? How about we don't have a basic disagreement and you don't be a person whose natural course of action is like, and now I shoot at your feet. Like,
right.
I realize, you know, this is obviously indicative of a very certain pathology here, but like, I actually, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just so insulting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Awful.
Yeah.
I feel like I just keep saying awful because guess what? It is.
So, of course, Tori and his attorney deny Megan's allegations, but he is still facing charges and the case is expected to go to trial in September.
When Tori was arrested, it was on the charge of carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle, not for allegedly shooting Megan.
Okay.
But now he's being charged with one felony count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, personal use of a firearm, and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Mm. Prosecutors also say Tori personally inflicted great bodily injury. Yeah. Tori has pleaded not guilty to the assault charge, and if Tori is convicted, he could get up to 22 years and 8 months in state prison.
Okay. These sentences are so confusing to me. Am I alone in that? Like,
sometimes the numbers do feel extremely arbitrary.
They do. It's weird.
And I know this is obviously nothing that we know anything intimately about, but it's like one of those weird things where I'm like, where does the 8 months come from? And also if like we're at 22 years and 8 months, I'm like, are we rounding up or are we rounding down? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know that's a very unlawful way of conducting ourselves here, but this is why we became podcast people and not lawyers.
Well, I will say these episodes of Rich and Daily make me feel like maybe I just need to do a couple more to become a lawyer. I never thought I'd be talking about so many court cases. You know what I mean?
I mean, and what you don't know is when I show up for these recordings now, Brooke, I'm in a 3-piece linen suit with like a briefcase with just blank documents inside. So I'm ready to play the part.
Well, this is awkward, but I do know that. I have a camera in there. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, guys.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Liam Garrow, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.